We'll call this meeting to order at 6:42. Okay.
So it's December 4, 2025 today, Thursday, and interim budget special meeting. Okay.
So the agenda?
Yeah.
Everybody's good with the agenda as presented?
Yes.
Yes.
Put a motion forward to accept that.
Okay. A motion to accept the agenda as presented by John. All in favor? Carried.
Could I ask what time we started? I just got my...
6:42.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Do we, because we changed the date, do we need to have anything signed off?
No,
for council?
That was just a courtesy message.
Okay.
When I said from, just in case people were following and just not better communication, but
right.
There's no requirement.
Okay, we were
Thanks
within our
asking.
Time. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, sounds good. All right. Start looking at this.
Oh, okay, yeah. So,
interim budget.
If I may just.
Yes.
Very briefly introduced. So yeah, we had an initial meeting. I went back and reviewed some numbers and found I really needed to dig in deep on formatting, and bottom line has changed everything to be in alignment with what we've done the last few years. We had this year tried to be faster, I guess, by just going from a trial balance as a starting point. Other years we had we had a little more time, but we were actually into the next year when we did the interim budget. We're way ahead this year. I pushed hard, but you felt that. Anyways, so just as an efficiency, hey, let's use trial balance, boom boom. And so I proceed with that, and then I put everything together last time and it looked right, because I was thinking, gee, you know, we've lost 40,000 because of the offsite levy, so on, looked about right. But anyways, long story short, so when I ended up doing a very detailed review of all the formatting, so on, brought it into line the way done before. So things have changed, but the important, probably the most important thing is the bottom line hasn't changed. It's just being reallocated and reformatted. So just wanted to introduce that. So we're just going to go through it. Hopefully tonight, if we're able to wrap it, the bottom line hasn't changed. The ingredients are still pretty much there. That were there a few things. Oh, if I might just say this, in being able to revisit this in great detail, it provided the opportunity for a few things to be done. And so some of them were, I was quite conservative last week in numbers in some of the public works areas and so on, just sticking to, you know, close to last year, but sometimes costs could increase. So I thought it was, since I had a bit more opportunity with the reformat, to put a few extra dollars in some of these places that they're, you know, electricity and fuel and stuff like that. Also of note, there's a solar reserve, and I thought, I went conservative on that in my mind, and so I upped it from 1,000 to 250 in this version. And also, I put a placeholder in. It was not meant to be, it had to be there, but just because it was brought up and it was an opportunity. The mayor, you had mentioned to consider increasing the amount of FCSS dollars contributed over and above the minimal legislative requirement of 20%. So I actually put 1250 in here, but it was only just because you had mentioned it, so on. You know, you can just absolutely, you know, now's not the time or whatever, and I can just strike it.
Okay.
These things
just giving us ideas of what we can do.
Yeah, so I put it in there, and so there could still be a few adjustments we make in this meeting, but they can all be accommodated and still not change bottom line. So we can wrap tonight. What I will commit to is there won't be any surprises or any, you know, new stuff or whatever, anything that is adjusted or tweaked here. If nothing changes bottom line, and so we can go ahead and approve and be done with this in good time before the year. So that's kind of the Yeah, I'll just, a couple more comments worthy of note. I think I've mentioned some of this on email before, but policing contract, yes, it's quite expensive. The revenue, of course, will not offset. I chose to be a little more conservative with the reformat, so that I think that is a stronger case. We might exceed that, but you know, it's going in conservative, that's good. And then, you know, water meters, a few other things. Oh, I was able to add back water meters. I had taken out the $15,000 of, that's probably 15 or 16 water meters. So I was able to put those back in. So that's good. That's all good. So I won't belabor. Those are just some of the context. Bottom line doesn't change. So I'll just try and be quiet now. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Tie this in, and then I'm like, wait a minute. I'm pretty sure he was a trial balance would tell me this.
Hi.
Oh, sorry. That's library or?
No,
downstairs.
Downstairs.
Yep.
Is it still open there?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Anyways, should I think so, because nobody's clearly coming, right? By now.
Do I lock the door downstairs?
Yes. Do you want?
He hasn't gone out yet, though.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When
somebody else is going up here.
Just let me know when, please, counselor, and then I can just go down there quickly and secure.
I don't think he's gone out yet. I didn't hear the door.
I come back with some.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, and this new one, the professional services went up?
Yeah, I probably put about 2,000 extra in there because I was going light.
Yeah, 29.55.
Yeah, so I put a little more in there just in case. I suspect it'll probably be less, but okay. just because I could, I thought we'll just go a little more room in there.
And then, am I free to talk here now, or?
Absolutely.
Okay. I didn't go through all the pages, but the computer and software,
yes,
is up to.
Yeah.
For updating? Updating, right? That's.
It's just in case there are some further maintenance things. If I may just give a brief history. A couple years back, we need a new server, you know, 20 grand or whatever. So we did some major changes there. And then sort of in addition to ancillary to that isn't maybe a capital item, not going to get too accounting technical here. But so we did have expenditures because a lot of computer stuff was going on with our IT support called ESW. So it was around the 10 plus area. Then last week when I was being really conservative, I thought, well, let's just take this down. We shouldn't. But then I thought, now that I could, I'd bump it back up. Because with computers, you don't really always know.
No.
You know, you look at one thing, and then there's three other things.
And you buy one, and 2 months down the road, it's fizzed out because you got new programs and shit.
That's true. Or one that you thought was good for another 2 years puts on you. So that's what I did there. Yeah, it came back up to what it was kind of running before.
Okay. So would that be the category that gets used for if we get the website updated? Or is that going to be
I'm thinking right now, because it is computer hardware and software, I would say yeah.
Yeah, so that could be part of that.
We could always create a new account. You know, I'm not too worried. We can build a new account, just to be clear. In fact, I don't want to commit to anything now, but from an accounting basis, it's usually better to be clear and discreet, unless it's a whole bunch more work and administrative effort, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to accounting, there's so many numbers and things. It's usually better when you discreetly track things, as you know. So. All things being equal, I would probably lean to, and you know, Linda's very good at this. She'll just, let's put another account. Just let me know, you know, what you need.
Okay.
So, at this point, having said that, I'd probably lean to create a new account. But I'll talk to Linda, you know, if it's like probably makes more sense just to leave it, because it can go the other way of getting too many accounts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, she's gonna say how many more she's papered with.
That's true. So how about it's a trade. It's that
it's
or,
a trade-off.
Or a separate. So yeah. In that area.
Yeah.
It'd be in admin, you know.
Well, I think that we should do the web page.
It's actually update, if I may. So Brenda had already started working with somebody, Meta AB Muni, and asked me to check with RIT. I finally actually heard just today back. They do not have that specialty, but they actually have somebody that helps them with this, and I got the name. So just today, this was later in the afternoon, I just sent out to this firm they work with and said,
okay.
Hey, can you, because Brenda had asked if I would get a quote. So
okay.
That's
well,
the
I
process.
Guess that's going off topic. So we can hold that up and we'll discuss it after the budget stuff. Does that work, everyone? Okay. Because we're kind of going off the.
Yeah, sorry.
But the webpage, yes. Let's find out about money.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah,
all that neat stuff.
We'll have to foresee the money.
That
that's
I
correct.
Know nothing about when it comes to computers. As you can see.
Paper's good.
Paper's better. I love paper.
Yeah.
Oh, these okay, that is the 1250 is on the FCC. That's the one you added. You just talked about a minute ago, right? And that was new in there too for budget. You have that, right?
Sorry, can you just run that again? I missed the first part, counselor, please.
The FCSS funding. You added the 1200. You mentioned it earlier in the meeting.
Oh, yeah.
So that's new on the line here compared to what you presented.
That's what I was referring to Mayor wanted to proceed.
But so that would be another thing that we would have to bring forward to council to vote on, whether we want to do that.
Yeah.
Once we know we can, then moving forward, because wouldn't that be something that council would need to...
Well, this is council, and special meetings you can decide.
Yeah.
But I thought of something else, if you don't mind me saying. Well, I was just saying maybe we need to get approval from the province, but you know others are doing it. You've heard other municipalities
mm-hmm.
are closing.
Well, because even our contract says a minimum.
You're right.
Yeah.
So we can do it. So in this meeting, you could just choose to do it, or you might want to say, let's just think about it more. What's happening here is this is an interim, maybe 3-4 month budget. There's a final budget coming mid-year, so if we don't need to worry too much, we can still make some adjustments at the next budget if we're not sure.
All right.
So, but that 1250 is included in this budget final one.
Because we already the
20%,
so it's another 20%, I guess.
Yeah.
Double it.
Yes, correct. Yeah. So it is an additional item. Remember I said I'd simplified, it's all one, just two lines. But because this is extra, it is in fact a separate line above in the schedule. Just being a bit technical.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, council, you're all sitting here, so you're free to speak if you're not thinking it's a good thing.
question?
Sure.
So in the public works, there's the transfer to reserves.
Yes.
So how does that work? Because we don't have revenue coming in from public works, right? So how does...
There should be some... well, let me see here. No. So what I didn't number these pages.
231,764.
Let me just look here. Let me first confirm there's no revenue coming in, which probably there isn't. So 231 is June 2nd to catch up here. And then if not, then I will explain how this works. Basically, I can probably just explain it. It's one of two things. So if there is revenue, probably there isn't. I just don't remember offhand, not to waste time looking. If there is revenue, then you know we're moving some. But if not, basically, bottom line, we're taking out of operating just because it's kind of like the solar array. It's more important public works because we definitely need to have that.
Yeah.
You know. So that's what's happening.
So it's like
it's just taken out and it's accommodated basically by, well, I keep calling this thing the bottom line. So basically, it's the property tax which covers all the expenditures.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So we're just kind of dividing out that admin pot, or not admin, the...
General operating. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Another dumb question.
No, John.
On this here road, street signs and electrical stuff, who is that? Fortis we're paying?
Yeah, I don't know what the acronym stands for. Alberta, whatever, ACE is who handles our...
ACE,
list.
Yeah.
ACE, yeah. It all goes through ACE company.
I don't know if it's related or not, but I suddenly thought about that plug-in that's ATCO at the north end for electric vehicles.
Oh,
we get
the what do you call it?
Electrical charging station.
Yeah. So what was your question?
Do we get some revenue from that?
It's not coming to mind. Doesn't mean that we don't, and it's being too minuscule to be, you know, kind of something I hold. So I'm not aware of that, but I can check to see if we do.
I think you should be getting something for having
We didn't pay for them. No, that was a program that they put in. Okay. So it was no cost to the village to have that.
And where we are getting revenue, because the people that stop there have to come down to the stores and they buy stuff, right? Because they take an hour or so.
Yeah. So I don't know if you can do it free of charge. I don't think so. I don't think you can go there and just charge your vehicle for free.
I would not think so.
No. But who is covering that they're...
The cost.
Yeah, the cost of the...
Yeah, I'd have to source out who the owner, I guess, is. North End.
There's two different charging stations. There are two different companies, I think.
I think we asked this once before, too.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the answer.
Yeah, I probably would have stuck with us.
I vaguely remember something.
If it was something that would go into operating, I think we both probably would have remembered it. I think it's like you say, it's sort of an independent thing.
Info booth computer, did we get them a computer for the info booth?
No, this is part of the OHS trying to protect and so on. So that, I don't think that was really a requirement of OHS, but while we're looking at getting them a phone and, you know, making sure there is some type of way, what's been set up there is when they're working alone, which usually they would be in the season, they have to call in at noon every day. So that's the procedure that's been adopted. So I think as part of it, because we're finally looking at that, it's usually, sorry to say, gets left to the side because those guys are good enough to not complain, you know. So it's probably they need some update there, probably in terms of handling money, accounting, you know, the few dollars that come in there and so on. So just give them a system to work with.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they do have a phone down there, don't they?
No. Mm-hmm. We have to.
It got removed?
I don't know what happened to one, if there was one, but my understanding is there isn't any. So we've got it scheduled when it starts up again. And this is an OHS requirement. And I made an agreement to the inspector, and she's counting on that because she gave us
that
compliance,
we'll be putting...
is we will get a phone. Because they have, that's the point. If something happens to them, they're alone. They have to be able to reach us. That is very important. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So on here then, at 272-216, info booth, telephone, we're sitting at zero. But are we not going to try to put something there for them?
Ah, that's a good point. Let's, could you say that number again?
272?
Yes.
216.
Absolutely. So this will be one of the adjustments I'll make, and hopefully still, like I said, can still pass stuff on the commitment that I'm not making any extra changes, only what's agreed to here, and it will fit into the bottom line. So this will be one definitely is phone info booth. Okay, thank you. That's a good catch.
Mm-hmm.
think this was probably just a formatting thing, but the transfer to reserve 261,762. So it's nil, but then it's 100,400. But
yeah, that,
it's probably formatting, and it was in the adding, but not.
Well, it was thought to be accounted for, but it revealed when I checked all the formatting exactly,
yeah.
And that's. Okay. As you know, as an accountant, that's what enabled things to be brought more into, so we do have some room here.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so
okay.
The balance is gone there. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I could just add one in. I was going to wait till later, but probably since you've added one, there's one I'd like to add is, so just yesterday, you weren't able to make the call, but we had the talk with Freya, the wildfire report findings. And this was the meeting to say, I wanted to know what actions we should take because there's recommendations. So we had that meeting, had a nice list of 10 or so things. So now that we have more of a tangible feel, I'd like to budget up to, I'd say 2,000. It could be less. I don't really know. Like, it depends what we do. Things like desktop exercises. There's some literature that there'll be some paper printing cost. It's available from the government, but I we'll have to print it off. They won't pay for everything
right.
in the province to print this stuff. So just since we've gone to the effort, and there's some really good recommendations here. I mean, I don't think we could do much more. So anyways, long story short, I'd like to further tweak, and you're aware of it, and it will not affect bottom line, is to put 2,000 in for Freya action. I'll come up with some wording, but action items in response to that recommendation, assessment
right.
recommendations. And it could well be under... so that's all cool. If you know there's excess in there, we'll know for future.
Correct.
There's another one that. If I may say, has to do maybe with more of a commercial close contractual. So if council is good to, depending on where we are after further discussions, make a slight adjustment so you're aware of won't affect the bottom line. Thank you.
Okay. Is that... that one?
I believe that's the one.
Okay.
side print.
Oh, yeah. The trick is to make it so it doesn't go upside down on all the back sides, too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And it starts, my printer starts at the last page, and it works its way up, and doesn't go, yeah. I have to figure all that out yet. But we're getting there.
By the way, if council is doing that, I think it's only right that you get reimbursed the paper cost. Please, it's only fair, so let us know if it adds up for you. Yeah, that should be on the village.
But I don't need to, because it's usually in here already, so. Because I got copies, I got two copies of everything now, because I put it off since here, so. It's no big deal.
Okay.
It's my mistake to not know how to run the cotton printer right.
Well, it's also you're being efficient in advance, so compliments.
Keep efficient in advance. Good thing you're sitting way over there.
That's right. I make a good elected official, right?
Okay.
I don't know if we discussed this or not, but there's no grant now from the MD of Foothills to the rec board, right?
It's just a temporary thing. Actually, they've been meaning to for a while, but it's because we have delayed. Well, the process has been delayed. I don't want to put fault anywhere. The way it ran is the CAO over there at one point said to me, his council, and that's changed at that time, had tasked him with recommend to them how much they should be contributing. And so he's a smart guy and he, you know, checked this out. I actually went and talked to the school and got some stats and students and, you know, everything that could come up. There wasn't really much that, because he had a great approach. He was saying, you know, if you have anything that's registered or whatever that they could track volumes, you know, put dollars with events, you know.
Yeah.
But we don't really, and we don't really have that formal kind of way of tracking. We know there's a lot of county people, probably more in some cases, county people and local to some of the things we do. So anyways, that was just some examples of he was trying to figure out. So I think he would still be, well, actually, it came down to, so I gave him everything we could, and then I kept them aware we needed to rewrite this. He understood this. It's being rewritten. So I think it was left that in the new year. So this is quite some time ago. Now, it was like this. Had we started, or the rec board, well, not continued, but started right away months and months ago, we would maybe have a track record of expenses. That was his thought. You know, we couldn't offer much in advance, but let's track it for a year, and then he'll come up with something, you know. So there was every intention to still contribute something. I don't know how much. It was actually just for what it's worth, the sense in the words was that there wasn't like, oh, we have to reduce this or anything. It was a very complimentary, you know, we still want to be helped and so on. So it's still out there. I have no reason to believe that it's going to be totally withdrawn. I mean, just a matter of how much is appropriate.
And you got a new rec board too now, don't they?
Yes, we do, right?
We do.
That's right.
I think they're setting up their own too now that, what's their names? Delilah's there, so I think they're reconstructing their whole system too.
I haven't heard that. That's interesting.
I don't know. I haven't. It's been so busy, so I haven't had a chance to reach out to Benita.
Apparently, she was on the rec board. That's why the rec board sort of gave, from my understanding. Because what's her name was on there, and she was heavy-handed, or whatever you want to call it. Mm. So that's why the whole rec board sort of collapsed. But apparently we got a new rec board here. They voted themselves, or had an AGM or whatever, from what I understand. So our rec board should be up and running.
Yeah, ours is going. Yeah.
So then the Christmas party. It's funded by FCSS or
FCSS.
FCSS.
Yeah, that would be, from our point of view, that's the only funding. I know the rec board, I mean, I guess I should only say so much publicly, but there has been some requests already to the rec board that was not in place at the time of the request for some funding like had been done in the past. So just for what it's worth, some other activities, they're not new, they've been there in the past and they do serve the community. There has been requests. So as soon as our rec board gets up and running, that'll be one of the first agenda items. I think I mentioned this to the last council.
Yeah, we just had a preliminary and voted who was who.
You couldn't do anything. It was too rushed. So anyways, there already is some other funding not to do with the Christmas party. Sorry to bring that up, but just because it's kind of related. Yes.
Yeah, because we probably have MD people coming, right?
Some, right? It's not.
We do have some, and
huge,
we have
right?
started keeping track of that, of how many people from the MD
FCSS
come
to
our.
To know,
yeah,
don't
they? FCSS wants to know. And so we have talked about maybe reaching out to the county for that as well, but
okay.
We wanted to have, we need a record of
yeah.
how many people from the county actually
yeah.
go
it's a
yeah.
requirement,
or come to the.
A very specific requirement. We have to have signed
yeah.
documents.
But
like
any of the other things, we don't have.
For FCSS.
Well, no, but I mean any other things that are going on without
no,
the community. We don't have any way of recording who's not from the village, who is from
yeah.
the village kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so far. I mean, somebody.
But most of the people that do come to our Christmas dinner are in the vicinity, like they're the area.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're all the people that support our community year round.
Right, yeah.
Like, we don't have anybody that just comes from Calgary or something like
right,
that.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Well, there was one, but I won't go there.
Yeah, maybe one guy.
There actually was another. It's a funny story.
Okay.
Well, offline.
Yeah, offline.
You probably
yeah.
remember this one. It was
dear. Okay. I might be formatting again. There's a couple for the hall. I've had nothing before, but we've got some there now.
Oh, if there was nothing before, I would have upped it to what it was before.
Okay.
Just
okay.
just because I, as I said, there's a couple items. There was when the renovation project gets some steam, there's also the emerging issues. We talked about that last time.
Yeah.
And then there's some things that are smaller that can just come up. And it's just kind of like some public works, you know. The truck was doing fine. Suddenly the engine blows out, you know, like you couldn't predict it.
Right.
So it was just that based
okay.
on previous. Yeah.
Okay. one other thing, Public Works, referencing like the snow removal?
Sure.
Is it, where did it fall in the Public Works?
Snow removal should be in there, I'll have to look at it, hold on, just remember this time. There is one that will say snow. Although, because it's actually expected to stay in operations in winter. I just noticed, I was just going to say contract, but there's actually two. There's one that's in Public Works, just contract services, but I see on number 232, 540, it's 250, snow removal contracted. So we really only run into irregular, like I think I mentioned last meeting, there was a major snowstorm. We had to call RJ or somebody in here just to help us out. It was Christmas bad time. He was a good heart. He came and helped us out. It wasn't perfect. Some people you mentioned were maybe a bit, you know, stuff was piled up, but at least somebody came through it a bit better. So that would be the bucket if there was extra. Otherwise, it's just part of what he's going to be doing, the way it looks a lot now, it's going to be a snowy winter here. Mm-hmm. So yeah, part of the day to day.
So he's got 1400 to play with.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Who knows? If we even need it, just yeah, it was hard because it was during vacation time, you know. Because I'll just say as objectively as I can, this is meant to be a compliment to our Public Works. He just, you know, please take some holidays, take some time, but would actually rather be working, you know, by his own words. So we're very lucky as a village. So, but, you know, please take some time off at Christmas. So we actually try, you know, in a situation like that, you know, don't kill yourself, you know, we should maybe call. And I think in that case, he couldn't do what was required. We didn't have the equipment. It's not a skill thing. It's just, it was so much snow as recall. So just a little balancing information there. Okay.
And other than that, like there's no road cleaning in the summer and stuff that he's required to do?
What we sort of do is, depending how it gets, like it's a complicated thing. Some roads, the material that is put, you can't really come in and scrape. It'll wreck them.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to do more damage. Some that require, you know, Justin's usually pretty good. And what it amounts to is we'll swing a deal with the county, you know, maybe some water. We'll trade water for when you guys come near, you know, they'll be on the
trade cold, services cold trail, for services.
You know,
yeah.
Trail, can you swing by? So that's usually how it works. But it, like I say, it's a mixed bag. And it doesn't always need to be. And yeah, it can do more damage in certain cases. So it's more of a one-off thing where it's really needed. Like Justin, the Public Works lead is very good to, you know, I think we need to do something here, you know, like it's a hazard or whatever. So a strength of the Public Works lead is his ear is always to the ground. Like he's very aware of what's going on in the village at all times. He's always touring and listening, and so that's good for us. So
yeah, the only reason I asked that is the south end of Twin Cities Drive.
Okay.
And then what's Michelle and
Highwood
there. It gets all that gravel and sand
in the
corner, right at the end. And
as this goes down the drains,
it sits pretty bad there. Like I'm concerned about like either vehicles getting through or kids on bikes or so. I'm not sure if he.
So it kind of piles, accumulates.
Yeah, it accumulates
on the south there when it rains or whatever, like type of thing.
What is it, the cement that is for the drain?
Swale?
But it's always right across both streets. So, and or even motorbikes just coming around. Yeah. And
gets washed down and then goes into the storm drain.
Yeah, I think I remember something about some motorcycle discussion last year about, you know, there was some sand or something there, and so I'll look into that again.
Yeah, I don't know, because he's got one of those sweeper thingies for the front of the Kubota, I think.
He's just gonna sweep it down the road.
Well, you'd have to sweep it in Gopal and just
you shovel it.
Manhandle it, unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, sadly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm thinking more kids and liability. Because that gravel is brutal.
Thank you.
Would be fun if we could afford all those little toys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Pablo Burks would like that too.
Yeah.
He's tried, actually, when I started. So I was mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's just a tease. Yeah. Most days we get along. Although, just for levity, I was trying to work on the trail today. There was actually a concern expressed about slipperiness, and that's a whole other issue. It's the way it's constructed and so on. It's, anyways, I'll leave
no
it at that.
No equipment can be used on it.
Yeah, you can. You just hard to maintain.
Yeah, you can't use a brush on that.
So I was trying to work through, like, you know, we need, if we can at all, do something. But I broke into this just terrible coughing fit. Like, it was just so rude. I just had to hang up. I said, sorry, I had to go. So, I mean, I just, in the light of getting along, you know, he felt so bad for me. Just, so anyways. Yeah, so I will check in for that again.
Okay.
So, sounds like all council have been able to get through. As I was saying before, there's a few things that I think we've agreed. I can tweak nothing that hasn't been discussed. Bottom line won't change. So I think I recommend, as per the RFD that was attached in the agenda, if somebody wants to motion basically move by, that council approves 2026 interim operating capital budgets based on 2025 budget. Income of 1,314,055, expense same number, surplus zero. This would be consistent with the way it's been the last few years, this format. So I recommend we proceed with that. And then happily, we've got an interim budget for a few months till the more formal one. And just to be clear, sorry, if I may say, I think I mentioned before, but because this is interim and it's quite a deal to go into the accounting system, update all the buckets and so on. It's more of an Excel spreadsheet, as you can see this formatting thing I talked about. So what you will see during this interim period is the financials when they come off, you know, the regular reporting, revenue, expense, so on. The budget will be zero for the next few months because this is not, it's interim, it's not entered, and it wasn't previous years, not entered into the system. That it's just a bit expensive, time consuming. We only do that once at the formal budget time later in the year. So just so there's no surprise to the new council here. So I would recommend do this with the budget, interim budget could be approved. Then we can move on with the rest of the...
I'll move to be approved.
Thank you.
John moves the interim 2026 budget preliminary discussion, the budget.
Yeah, you can actually follow that wording there if you wanted to in the RFD.
Okay, any other discussion on that? Okay.
And then you can call it first.
Okay. John moved that council approve the 2026 interim operating and capital budgets based on the 2025 budget. All in favor? Carried.
Thank you very much. Thank you. From staff and everybody, it's definitely a team effort. Really appreciate all your help and insight and questions. It's all in the best interests of the village, so that's good. We all try to do our best. So I guess next is either a recess or closed meeting. whatever the council wants.
Do you need a recess, either one? You?
I'm okay.
Nobody needs to go to the washroom or get a drink or anything? All right. So I guess we're going to go into closed at 7:40. Heck, we come out of closed at 9:50. So, we'd like to make a motion that the CAO follow up with a resident with regards to location of council meetings. All in favor? Any conversation?
No.
Okay. Rose and carried. Repair follow-up by the CAO that the ratepayers brought forward to council. Would like to make a motion that the CAO reach out to the Ratepayers Association to clarify what is the intention of a committee and having a council member attending. Any discussion?
No.
All in favor? Carried. So that was Rose again. Carried. And I would like to make the recommendation that CAO follow up with legal regarding commercial third party.
I'll motion that one or put that up wherever. Okay. So Rose doesn't have to do it.
Oh, any questions? All in favor? Carried. Okay. And I will adjourn this meeting at 9:52.